Did you pay any rent to your parents out of that?
No, my mother was... never did ask for any rent, and I couldn't seriously have paid her anyway because I had plenty of other things I wanted to get into with my £2 or £3 left, to which I had to pay lunches and whatever. But I was frequently asking her for subs, and you know, I mean, she never ever said no. So it was difficult, but obviously as you know, time went by and I made more progress with Phillips and with my exams, things got better, and I then did start paying her rent. I can't recall when that was, but she was fairly relaxed about... My mother was always fairly relaxed about... but very generous with her money. I mean, even to the point, well after my second son was working and whatever, she'd still send him £20 or £30 a month, you know, as pocket money. So there was never any hardship in that respect. But I did get, predictably, I suppose. I got fed up with commuting, as one does, and I needed shop floor experience. It was already well working in Phillips head office in London, although I did visit factories in the London area periodically. I wanted factory experience, and I joined an engineering company in Rochester, in Kent, and I got lots of shop floor experience then. I enjoyed every minute of it. I mean, nothing I like more than being up to my ankles in castings, taking stock and having a laugh with the guys on the machines. I mean, that's my scene. So, and that got me out of the commuting game. I thought then that I'd better do something about improving my qualifications. So I think I became a fellow of my institute in 1971. And the career took off from then, necessitating quite a lot of moving around. I had quite a number of jobs. Progression with large companies, and that would include say Phillips Electrical to start with, this smaller engineering company in Rochester, then to Bowater, as was now Wrexham in Kent, and then Courtaulds. I worked for Courtaulds for 10 years.